interesting, isn't it? One of the things about the Heartland Championship this year is they're trialling a new point scoring system. Initially, they were going to actually do this in the Mitre 10 Cup, weren't they? Remember when Neil Sorensen kind of broke this news last year or to us here? They've got to have six-point tries. I'm looking at the scores over the weekend in the Heartland Championship. Mid-Canterbury 40, North Otago 32. So there's 72 points in that game. Whanganui beat West Coast 74-6, 80 points in that game. Poverty Bay 54, East Coast 30, 84 points in that game. Then we had Thames Valley losing to Horowhenua 30-34, 64 points in that game. And then we had 54 points in the game between South Canterbury and Buller, 28-26. The only one that kind of half resembled a normal rugby score was King Country upsetting Wairarapa Bush by 18 points to 16 in Masterton on Saturday. By and large, very high scoring matches. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz to have a look at this. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, this this is interesting because the six-point try, we've all been kind of wondering what this might actually do to games, whether this might make teams more attacking. We might see different strategies or kind of approaches to things. Looks like, judging by and large at these scores, there definitely has been a shift to getting the ball over the chalk. What do you reckon?
Well, it definitely is. I mean, you know, new season, new rules, everything like that. It's quite hard to sometimes get your head around stuff. But, I look at how the games all started off. And, I mean, really, if we look at all those half-time scores, they were really close except for the Poverty Bay game. But I was actually at the Whanganui West Coast game. And at half-time, that game was only 18-6. And Whanganui were playing against the wind. Okay, so in the second half, they had the wind. They used the wind a lot more and were pumping the ball in attack quite a lot. And unfortunately for West Coast, you know, they got spanked. But the what I had heard over the weekend and other commentaries I was listening to was there were penalty options available, but the teams were going for touch and going for that six-point try. And so if we look at the Wairarapa Bush King Country game, you know, there were probably a couple of decisions there where they should have maybe have taken that penalty kick, but they went, you know, they went long to go for the to go for that try. So
that
backfired on them a bit. The only team that sort of, there was only a couple of teams that actually went for penalties, and if you look at it, Horowhenua Kapiti, they won by 4 points. They scored two penalties. South Canterbury and Buller, okay, Buller scored two penalties, but they went down by 2 points, and South Canterbury only just scored their tries.
Yeah, interesting,
so,
isn't it? Yeah.
All the other games, there were no other
penalties. Yeah, I'm looking at that Mid-Canterbury North Otago game. 72 points, not a penalty kicked, not a 3-point penalty scored in that game. None in the Whanganui West Coast game as well. You mentioned the two there. We're not sure about East Coast. Maybe they got a penalty or two in there. I'm not sure. But, yes, you're right. It's by at least, what, two games, two very high-scoring games with not a penalty there. Interesting.
Exactly. I mean, it really throws the idea of stats out the window. You know, people were saying, oh, this is our Whanganui's biggest win. Unfortunately, they were still 2 points shy of their biggest win since 2006 in the new format of the Heartland Championship. But the thing is, if you're taking in consideration the points structure, they scored 10 tries. So that would have only been around about 50, 60 points instead of 74. So we have seen some score blowouts, and you know, it'll be interesting to see at the end of the season how that all goes. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot of the same this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of high-scoring matches, which is really interesting. All right. So I know it's only the first round, but what can we kind of interpret as who the leading teams are going to be this year? Because some of these teams fluctuate year to year. Kevin, are we getting a line yet on who the Meads Cup favourites might be?
Yes. In a word, Whanganui are right up there. They just were very impressive in the weekend. And then in Mid-Canterbury, well, they, you know, they were struggling a little bit, but they've had a very good pre-season. They've got a lot of experience there. The cream of the crop will be rising again. You know, Whanganui, Mid-Canterbury, I will put Wairarapa Bush in there as well, and even South Canterbury. Now, Horowhenua winning away is good because those away wins are going to be vital this year. But in looking at who the teams are this year, you know, as I said, new season, new competition, but over the 12 teams, there are over 110 brand new players playing their first games of Heartland this year.
Wow. So it's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. And unfortunately, those teams with the most players are West Coast, North Otago, Buller, East Coast. I mean, West Coast on Saturday had 11 debutants playing.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
So there's a lot of new talent coming through, but it definitely shows the experience counts. And let's just go out on a limb here. Week one, done and dusted. My top four would be Wanganui, Mid-Canterbury, Horowhenua, and Wairarapa Bush. We are in 10 weeks' time.
All right, yeah, let's note that down. So what do you say? Say again, Wanganui, Wairarapa Bush, Horowhenua, Kapiti, and Mid-Canterbury.
That's my prediction for the top four, yeah.
All right, yeah, okay. Now, I remember you last year, mate, when we had you on a couple of times. You were pretty spot on with your predictions, to be fair, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to have to keep an eye on things as we get you on regularly through the season as we narrow down towards the top four again. Good stuff, mate. Now, I'm looking forward to keeping in touch with you all the way through the season. Thank you for your time today.
Okay, cheers, mate.
All the best. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz.